I would like to stay in the Gospel of Matthew, and I want to take up a different chapter, and that is really chapter 12. I was thinking today that the exercise has been about the greatness of Christ, as the brother ended his word, that the greatest of them all is none other but Christ Jesus. And the verse that came to mind again is Hebrews chapter 7, verse 4, that consider how great this man was. And for a few moments, I would like to speak about the greatness of Christ. And I want to turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12. And I want to read three different verses, because I felt before the Lord when the brother was bringing the greatness that these three verses will be suitable as to the exercise that has been presented before us. The first scripture is verse 6 of chapter 12. But I say unto you that in this place is one greater than the temple. The first one is greater than the temple. We move a little bit forward and we go to verse 41. And it is also the Lord Jesus speaking. And he's speaking about Jonah. And the last part of verse 41. Behold, a greater than Jonah is here. The third one is verse 42. And the last part of that verse. Behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Greater than the temple, greater than Jonah, greater than Solomon. Psalm 45. My heart is entiring or welling forth a good matter. I speak the things which I have composed or made, touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than all the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God has blessed thee forever. Thus far. The book of Hebrews is an epistle, does not relate to us a new revelation of things, but where the Apostle Paul was explaining to the Hebrews everything that was recorded in the Old Testament, so that there is a message that is related to men, that even of old, God has one man that is greater than all. That the first message we have, or session we enjoyed, was him being a prophet. And he is greater than all the prophets combined. Then in the following chapter, he is greater than all the angels combined. And then when you go through the epistle of the Hebrews, you would see that he was greater than Aaron, greater than Moses, greater than any prophet, any priest that ever stepped into this world. And then we come into the Hebrews chapter 11. That Christ Jesus was not sufficient only to be greater than individuals, but he was greater than all of them combined together. That when we come to chapter 12, looking unto Jesus. And dear brethren, one will trust, we said it earlier, that the result of such a conference, we might have a desire when we leave that we are looking unto Jesus. But the Lord's words himself, not someone like the Apostle Paul or the saints of God making much of Christ, but Christ Jesus, because of who he is, can speak of his greatness, can speak of who he is. And this is why in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 12, he begins that greater than the temple is here. What does that relate to? It is relationship to the priest, to the high priest. And the high priest was one that is connected with the temple. And with all the wonderful priests that we might learn in the Old Testament. You can put them all combined. This is why he is greater than the temple. He is greater than anyone, dear brethren. Everything that relates to every office of Christ, it is always labeled with the word great. Do you know that? Great is the mystery of godliness. It is not a regular mystery. It is not like the mysteries of kingdom of heaven. It is not like the mystery that the Lord is coming for his own. But when it came to his incarnation, the Spirit of God will make sure to put great is the mystery of godliness. Why? Because it's speaking about a great person. And if it is relating to the person of the Lord Jesus, then it is of necessity the Spirit of God has to label it with the greatness. This is why when it speaks about shepherd, they were wonderful shepherds. There were Moses and David and Joseph and so forth. But when it came to Christ Jesus, he is the great shepherd. We said it earlier, there were many priests. But when it came to Christ Jesus, he is the great high priest. And do you know that God has raised different deliverers in the Old Testament to save the people of God from certain circumstances that they went through? But when it came to the salvation that Christ has brought, how can we neglect so great salvation? And my dear brother, my dear friend, I should say, if you are still without the Lord Jesus Christ, I would feel for you because you think you can neglect so great salvation that Christ has accomplished and get away with it? No possible way. No possible way. Because God is impressing upon your soul that this blessed Savior that he has set up is so great that he is worthy of each and every one of us to bow the knee and to take him in as our blessed Lord and Savior. And if you don't do, there will be a great judgment. There will be a great white throne that you will stand before. So we trust that we're all saved. So brethren, he's greater than the temple. He's greater than any high priest. There were good priests that were zealous for God. He's greater. Jonah, the disobedient prophet, the one who paid money to get away from God. And brethren, we have to learn this lesson. That disobedience is costly. It will break us. Because even if we have to pay the fare for the boat, it's a lesson that sin is very costly. But even a prophet like Jonah, because people would say, wow, a big fish, a great fish, the scripture said. A great fish came and took him in. He is greater than Jonah. Solomon with all his greatness and beauty. The queen of Sheba could come to him and say, whoa, look at your servants, look at your men. Happy are they. Happy are thy men.